Den folgenden Beitrag verdanken wir der spontanen Unterstützung von Mahmoud Hassino, ein syrischer Journalist, der in Englisch und in Arabisch im Printjournalismus arbeitet und eigentlich Radio in Arabisch macht. Für unsere heutige Sendung produzierte er seit langem einmal wieder einen englischen Beitrag. Zurzeit ist er in Berlin und lebte bis vor kurzem in Istanbul in der Türkei. Mahmoud sprach für uns mit Batras, ein ugandischer Flüchtling in Deutschland, der die Bewegung rund um den U-Platz mit ins Leben rief. Zuvor war Batras in einem Flüchtlingslager untergebracht. Allerdings lehnte er die Isolation der Refugees durch das deutsche Asylrecht ab. Batras ist eine der bekannten Personen des U-Platz-Protestes.
A tent, a makeshift info point and a 24-hour vigil are now landmarks at Oranienplatz in the Kreuzberg district of Berlin. A series of events led to the current situation of many refugees who sought to end what they call the isolation enforced by the federal government of Germany upon refugees in the country.
The history of this place, Oranienplatz, it's a refugee self-organized movement. We started this campaign here, protesting against the Lager Flucht, resident Flucht, and the deportation.
Batras is one of the activists who want to change the policies that prevent refugees from having normal lives in Germany. He is a refugee himself as well. The movement Batras and others started calls upon the right to stay for refugees who are placed in camps and facing the threat of deportation to their countries, where they might be killed or tortured because of their political and human rights activism. Refugees receiving countries revise their policies annually and decide that some countries have become safe enough for refugees to be sent back to. In 2012, governments of the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden and the UK started deporting Iraqi refugees back to Iraq. Many of those were LGBTQI refugees. Shortly after the planned deportation, emo and gay killing reached a new peak. However, those new decisions were not revised later that year. In Oranienplatz, or O-Platz, as the refugee movement calls it, refugees hope to defy the asylum policies, at least in Germany.
We came here and took this place, demanding for the German government to change the asylum laws, which are restricting refugees in lagers, or which are isolating refugees from the society.
In 2012, refugees from different parts of Germany marched to Berlin and settled in a makeshift camp in O-Platz.
We came here with the protest march from all the way 600 kilometers coming to Berlin, because Berlin is where all the political decisions are made.
Later on, they occupied an abandoned school in an agreement with the Senate, which revoked the agreement 3 weeks ago, and tried to strike a deal with some refugees after an order to vacate the school and O-Platz.
The district and the Senate decided to come and just evict this place without offering us a political solution. They just gave house to some of our friends and bought them with money, 100 per each, and finished the protest. They teared down the camp. Therefore, that's why we went, some of us, we went on the other side. You see, the other side, that there are some symbols of resistance. And you had some people went on the tree to against the eviction of this camp, Oranienplatz.
Afterwards, the refugee movement and its supporters planned events and demonstrations to highlight the malpractices in asylum policymaking in Germany, demanding that paragraph 23 should be applied, a paragraph which provides the supreme authorities of the federal Länder with the option of granting the right of residence to foreigners who are already residing within Germany. The regulation is intended to make it possible to react quickly and flexibly to changes in the humanitarian situation in other countries. However, after 20 months of demanding that right and that paragraph to be applied, authorities still haven't applied it.
Demanding the paragraph 23, demanding the closing of all lagers, to stop deportation and abolish resident Flucht. Because for us, we believe that freedom of movement is everybody's right. And we are human beings, we are born free. Every human being is free to live where he or she want to live.
On Monday, July 7th, refugee activists and their supporters met in the Info Point at Oplatz to organize an event on Sunday, July the 13th. The event will celebrate some minor changes in the display of the movement in Oplatz.
What is going to happen on Sunday that we close the manifesto there, and come on this side and continue with our normal protest?
The event will include a musical concert, an open space activity, a march to nearby areas in Kreuzberg, and will conclude with Ramadan Iftar at around 9:30 p.m. The event is called Welcome Back Oplatz.